This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I hear you say shh. Hi, it's Thursday, May 14th. For those of you who are just joining us on the DJV program, stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan are here. Another busy day of action, and more action. The Murder Hornets. Remember them, Jennifer? Victoria? The Murder Hornets are now being trumped by another really ugly, horrible thing from China. There we go. Asia, maybe. The giant gypsy moth comes to America, causing serious widespread damage to natural resources, our landscape. One species of gypsy moth that's native to Asia was spotted in Washington State, same place where they have. Maybe the murdering hornets can eat the gypsy moths, and that'd be the end of that. What do you think?
Yeah, we could have like a pay-per-view match since there's not any sports. We could just watch that.
Right.
Like the gladiators.
Anyway.
People want to bet on it.
You heard how dumb people. Yeah, you heard how dumb people are with the murder hornets, right? That they're out there killing bees because they think they're murder hornets.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Well, this is where we are, though. And that's an indicative, the suggestion that people are so badly educated. The younger you are, as I've said many times, Jennifer and Victoria, the education system in our country is so woefully lacking in the ability it has or the interest it has or whatever, however you want to describe it, in teaching people basic skills, things like how to think. We're teaching people what to think, and that's one of the reasons that we have some of the problems that we do with people that are younger than the two of you.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Honestly, I don't think that younger people are the ones killing bees, because every kid I know knows how to save bees and knows that that's important. I guarantee anyone killing a bee like that is an older person who doesn't know or doesn't understand the important role that they play.
I think it's geographic sometimes more than it is anything else. The educational opportunities and systems that we have in certain parts of our country are much different, even in some of the cities that we have. Los Angeles, perfect example. What there is there for educational opportunity, and maybe even I'll use my town as an example, Framingham, Massachusetts. Why is it, I ask this question all the time, where is it in the rule book that it says people in this part of town should have a school that is less effective, less utilitarian, less able to teach the children, therefore you can put your kids on a bus and move them to another school if you choose to. We have school choice here that costs the community $6-7 million a year just to move kids around from a school that the parents deal is not sufficient, and they decide they want to send their child to another school in another part of town, so the taxpayer pays for it. Why aren't all the teachers, if we're paying them all the same, and we are, and the facilities are pretty much the same, and the items that are in the schools are the same, so why is it that people who live in a part of town that is not so economically solvent as another part of town have to expect to send their children to a school that basically sucks? And that you can find those schools like that. School choice exists, I'll bet, in many of the communities that are listening to this program right now.
Does it exist in a lot? Yeah, in Manhattan alone, it goes by every, like, six blocks. There's a different school, and you're in a different zip code. And parents are constantly scrambling to rent an apartment in a better zip code.
Yeah.
And that's just within a two-mile radius that is the you know, Manhattan. So
the place my daughter moved to, they moved to it because of the school, the quality of the school for miles. That's right. Why they went there. The schools
that
are rated.
All across the country.
The schools are even rated by the LAUSD. Right, Jennifer? They are rated by the people that run them. Well, this is a good school. That's not such a good school. I happen to have lived in the area in Santa Monica where I lived before, had the best rated elementary school in the entire county. And so everybody wanted to, one year when I rented my house when I wasn't going to be there, I got a premium for it because a mother who was a dentist wanted her child to go to that school.
Right.
Yeah, that's just wrong. And one of the many things that ought to be fixed in the New World Order. All right, Jennifer,
people
what
people argue about charter schools, and they argue about having access to all that stuff. I don't understand why they do. If you have the opportunity to better the education of your kid, I don't know why people don't just clamor behind those ideas. It's strange.
Well, you mean
but
how
what
to
about
make
everybody
it...
else, though? I mean, I
what do you mean
you
about
know,
everybody
you
else?
Why
well,
aren't
you can't afford a charter school. If you can't
no, charter schools are free. They're public schools.
Well, what if kids can't get into that, though? Mm-hmm.
Everybody can. That's the point, is that you can actually apply to get into charter schools, and they have a higher bar, I guess, would be the one. For teachers, they have just better ratings across the board, yet there are a lot of people who argue about charter schools. My mom is one included, because they take some of the funding that would go to regular public schools, and they are put into charter schools since they're all so free. But for the community, they're a godsend, because if the public school starts to fail, then people can start to go to those schools, and they can fill them up, and they
well,
can
why
take
do we allow the schools to fail if we're paying all this money?
I agree.
More than half of my tax goes to the school system. There's a $300 million budget that's been proposed for the community in which I live for the next year. These morons don't even get that we're going to have to cut the budget by 20% because there's not going to be any revenue. They want to take all the free cash that we have that's in the bank and use it to pay for raises for people, a 4% increase in this and 8% increase in that. And so you see this stuff, and then I did my math, and it's like 56%, 54 or 56%. Of my tax dollar goes for an education system, which I don't even use because my children are long gone. So it's a way redistribution of wealth, as far as I'm concerned. And it fails. It's a miserable failure. And then they keep changing the rules, or they change the specs so that more schools will fit into them that are doing poorly. They change they move the goal line up so that more kids can get out of school and don't know how to read and write. It's deplorable.
Well, and they do
and
it on
that's
purpose.
Part of the
they
problem
pass them along because they want to keep the money flowing in. They want butts in the seats. So the only way to do that is to continue and push people along. You've got the union also in the mix, which is not necessarily in the kids' best interest. So there's lots of things at play inside school districts all around the country.
Very political. It's all, if you don't support the schools in our community, the politicians, if you don't support everything that they want to do, you never get elected, because that's what goes on here. And I don't know if it's probably that way in a lot of communities as well. How closely, now that you're in New Jersey, in a community, I don't know that much about the community where you live, Victoria, than what you tell us. Is it a good school system? If you're not going to have children, but if you did, would you be happy to send them there? What do you know about how much...
No, this is the community that we live in is so economically divided. It's crazy. We live right on the beach, and I'm sure this happens in a lot of other communities, but our little village that we live in is socioeconomically completely different than the rest of the town. So, like, it's unbelievable how vast the difference is between where we are and half a mile inland. It's
same in this community where I am. Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't even believe it's night and day. Like, if you drove through the other part of the town, you would be afraid for me that we live here.
Really?
It's really, yeah. You make jokes about where Jen lives. It's half a mile in, you hear gunshots. It's totally different.
Really?
Yeah, wow. It's really bad. But the problem is, this whole area of New Jersey has just been left to rot. When I was growing up, not far from here, we would drive through here with, like, the doors locked. We would drive through this town. And then they discovered the beach, apparently. Now it looks like Miami Beach all along the shoreline. It's just one brand-new apartment complex after another being built. And still, everything else in the community is just completely shut down.
So why do the voters settle for that? Why isn't there some kind of uproar? Why isn't there some community group that wants to sort of level the playing field?
Because I don't know. I don't know why. I really don't. I just think that this is the largest Hispanic population in all of New Jersey, and I don't know that they have any real representation for themselves. Our congressperson is Frank Pallone Jr., and he has a much larger district than just this town. I actually think he does a great job, but in this one community here, everyone's left behind. And you know, this is not political, but the other side of it is 90% of the land in this town is now owned by Jared Kushner's company, and they are tearing down everything and just building one mega mansion after another. So I don't know. It's just the people living here, you see them, the gentrification, it's happening every day, and you see them just getting pushed further and further away. I just don't
so
think
they
have
anyone fighting
for them.
So when they get pushed further away,
where do they go? They're just getting pushed further inland, and it's even worse in that area. It's the same thing with Asbury Park. If anyone's been to Asbury Park, that was completely burned down during the race riots in the late 60s, never was rebuilt until the gay community moved in like, you know, early 2000s. Now it's this bustling community that everybody wants to go to, but every single black person who lived there has now been pushed to the other side of the railroad tracks. It's the same thing that's happening here in Long Branch. It's... Mm-hmm. I just don't think they have anyone representing them.
Literally, although it has changed now in Framingham because there's so many Brazilians who live here, but it used to be when I was a kid growing up, literally the other side of the tracks was all Puerto Ricans, and now the Brazilians moved in the last 35 years or so, 35, 40 years, and there aren't three Puerto Rican families in that part of town, even living in town, period. They're all Brazilians. And there are, we now have come upon some information that leads us to believe the town has been not stagnant, but the population has stayed, according to reports, at about 70,000 since I was a kid. And so somebody started thinking, wait a minute, how come the traffic is so bad? And all these places are being built, new homes here, new apartments there, as you just suggested. So who's living in them? Where are people moving out? And no, they aren't moving out. They aren't reported for either deliberative purposes or because they don't have the ability to know how. My own kind of research, nosing around, suggests that in places that report one family, there are actually five in a family. And they sleep in shifts. They have most every room in the house that they have is... I mean, look at the cars that are parked outside. And I thought to myself, why isn't the town aware of this? If they see a house that would be normally for four or five people, and there are 17 cars parked up and down the street, and they watch people go in and out of the house, hello, duh. So, anyway, it's a very interesting scenario, but I thought...
Part of the problem, though, is also, you know, in a lot of areas around here, this was all supposed to be the tax abatement. It's supposed to all be an incentive for lower-income people, and the Kushners have taken advantage, and they get all the tax abatement. So we also need to work on the bigger system, too.
That's true across the board, not just with regard to that problem, but across the board, there are lots of inequities that need to be dealt with. All right. So it's 19 past the hour. You're listening to the DJV program. We have found a relationship between average vitamin D levels and numbers of COVID-19 cases, says a doctor who is studying what's going on here. You hear me talk about two things with regard to a remedy from commercial spokespeople. Weight is one of them, and having enough vitamin D, the deficiency is... actually underscores an increased risk of all kinds of things, depression, cancer, diabetes, and the COVID-19. So if you're interested in fixing that problem, my suggestion is that you go to a link that we have. It's a website, purityd.com. I was in there last night looking around at what you can get. Purityd.com is the website for advanced vitamin D, from Purity. Has vitamin D3, 5,000 units of it, plus all kinds of immune-supporting cofactors. You get it for $19.95. It's quite the deal. When you look at the website, you'll see all the various nuances of it, including you get a free bottle of their best-selling ultra-pure fish oil. So go to purityd.com for the deal.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Benny and the Jets. The attorney for Elton John, Lady Gaga, has been held for ransom. This is kind of an interesting, weird story. Name is Alan Grubman. Hackers have attacked his website, and they are demanding $21 million, threatening to reveal personal details of Elton John, Lady Gaga, Barbara Streisand among his clients. His site is down. The hackers claim to have 756 gigabytes of data, including contracts and personal emails. A screenshot alleged to be a contract for Madonna has been released. FBI is investigating. The New York City-based law firm says that it has notified its clients. One of the sources inside said, "The hackers got into the system while everyone was focused on the virus. We assume, but there is no confirmation. The hackers are Eastern Europeans. They're demanding a $21 million ransom. The firm is not negotiating with them." This firm, Mr. Grubman's firm, has sensitive details on lots of things. Work contracts, confidential settlements, endorsement deals for the biggest stars in New York and Hollywood. A law firm said in a statement, "We've notified our clients and our staff. We've hired the world's experts who specialize in this area. We're working around the clock to address the matters." Other musicians represented by the firm include Barry Manilow, Rod Stewart, Lil Nas X, The Weeknd, U2, and Drake. Non-music clients include Priyanka Chopra, Robert De Niro, Sofia Vergara, LeBron James, and Mike Tyson.
There's a lot of money and a lot of dirt that you can get on that client list.
Sounds like a party at your farm on the weekend, Peggy.
Good Lord, yeah. I got a lot of cows named after a lot of these famous people in food generally. You're right about that. All right, well, I guess maybe that's why it's good not to be among the rich and famous. And when things like this happen, they become a target. How can it come out well if they won't negotiate with them? And they want $21 million, and there's lots of sensitive stuff at hand. Is this Eastern European, in my mind, implies Russia is involved in some way, shape, or form. Our great friends, the Chinese and the Russians, that we all love so much. All right, coming up on 26 past the hour, DJV time, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you with the Go-Go's. new documentary about the Go-Go's has a release date. A film about the all-girl group is going to be on Showtime August 1st, 9 o'clock. I'm going to bet that's a Sunday because that's when they premiere most of the stuff on Showtime. The documentary chronicles the band's rise to fame back in 1981 with the release of their debut album, Beauty and the Beat. Examines their career, history, incarnations, various kinds of come and gone in different ways over the years. We've lived it and we survived it, according to a unified statement from the band. Now, looking back at our history through this film, we get to relive our journey as a band, the fun, the adventure, the highs, the lows. We hope this documentary will show the world that we were pioneers and how our experience paved the way for many other female musicians. So do you think that you agree that they're pioneers, the Go-Go's, ladies?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Yeah, there weren't really any other girl groups in 81 doing what they were doing, playing all their own instruments, writing their own songs.
Yeah.
There really was, I can't even think of another group, actually, yeah.
The documentary premiered at Sundance in January. It was supposed to be at Tribeca this year, but that was all put off. At the beginning of the year, the Go-Go's announced a brief summer tour. They're still scheduled to kick it off June 25th in San Diego, including Costa Mesa. Right now, tickets are still on sale at their website, but those dates are most likely going to be moved around.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, 28 after the hour.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carty. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal health officials are warning doctors to watch out for a rare but deadly illness that's attacking children. It's believed to be linked to the coronavirus. There are more than 160 cases in 17 states and Washington, D.C. At least three children have died. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We thought that children were not especially infected by the virus. To now find out that they might be, and it might be several weeks later, this is truly disturbing.
The nationwide alert follows an urgent warning about the possibility of a prolonged recession from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He told an economic think tank the federal government should provide more aid to cushion the blow.
Additional fiscal support could be costly, but worth it if it helps avoid long-term damage and leaves us with a stronger recovery.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime.
When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
The World Health Organization's Dr. Michael Ryan says the effort to find a vaccine goes on in labs around the world, but he also cautions.
This virus may become just another endemic virus in our communities, and this virus may never go away. HIV has not gone away, but we've come to terms with the virus, and we have found the therapies, and we've found the prevention methods.
In their daily tally, Johns Hopkins University reports that the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus pandemic now stands at more than 84,100 people. That's roughly 29% of the world's total of just under 300,000 people. Officials expect the actual number to be much higher. Singer Melissa Etheridge announced on social media that her son, Beckett Cipher, has died. Variety has confirmed the death through a representative of Etheridge. The cause of death still remains undisclosed, and they expect to make a further statement. Etheridge had Beckett with her former partner, Julia Cipher, through artificial insemination. They also have a daughter, 23-year-old Bailey Jean. David Crosby was the sperm donor for both children. Beckett Cipher was 21 years old. You can listen to current news updated hourly or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news all the time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 34 after the hour, Thursday, May 14th. May the 14th be with you. That's why we're here, right? Trying to make all things relative here. First thing in this half hour is to introduce Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn to all of you, and to also send you in the direction of our daily clip of the day. I guess that's redundant, right? The daily clip of the day. Dana Chang is featured in the clip that we have up there now at djvshow.com. She's the senior editor of China News for the Epoch Times, and she talked with us yesterday about the lockdown. What's it like now to live in China? Really kind of interesting. Well, it's more compelling, I think. You can hear that and lots of other things at the DJV Show website, djv.com, just to hit the listen button anytime during the day for the whole program as it plays. Once we do it, it goes around and around, and we put up these special clips so you can hear at least one aspect of the program, should you like. Speaking of China, the government of the United States has accused the government of China of trying to steal vaccine research. Huh. Why should we be surprised? China is likely launching cyber attacks to steal all the data related to vaccines and treatments from all the U.S. research.
They'll sell us the vaccine that they create.
Yeah, I mean, what?
I mean, that's what they want to do.
How do we let these, you know, we know how we got where we are, but why isn't there, or is there, am I missing something? I don't feel a wholesale, I do among my friends and business associates, a wholesale desire to get out of China. As a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody yesterday about a new an advertising campaign for a particular product, and I said to the person who was pitching me, I want to know whether the product's made in China. And she said, what do you mean? I said, if this product that you're talking
about,
if it's made in China, I will not advertise it. I will not promote it. Even if it hurts me financially by not promoting it, I will not have any commercials. And I'm looking around at some of the supplements to see where they're made. Most of those are made in America because there's not that much money in them. Drugs made in China, anything made in China. As I'm going to ask that question now. And if it is something made in China, I'm just not going to put it on the air. That's how strongly I feel.
Did she
about
have an answer
this.
For you?
She did not. She was going to research and get back to me today.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Because even when they have made in America products, there are certain elements in industries that they do bring in from China anyway.
Yeah, pieces
so
of
it's
it,
really no it's matter. Really hard to find
yep.
a fully
yep.
made in America product, and that's
yeah.
sad.
And you know, when we had the same problem with the Japanese in the 1970s and 80s, there was a whole big you don't remember because you weren't around, but at that time there was a big resistance movement going on in America to products made in Japan.
Well, I remember as a kid, nothing was made in China. They were made in Taiwan, and now
yeah.
Taiwan's been killed by China.
Right.
And I wish things had been made. I wish that we could go back to things that were made in Taiwan.
Well,
I was watching Back to the Future was on TV the other night, and
yeah.
when he's back in 1985 or whatever, and his Walkman is made in Taiwan, and Doc Brown's like, oh my God, I can't believe it, you know, it's made in Japan, and Marty's like, yeah, all the best stuff's made in Japan, and that's how
right.
it was in the 80s
yeah.
with electronics, and then, like Jen said, China and Korea just completely took over all the electronics, and so
well,
now, if something's made in Japan, I'm like stoked about it.
Yeah, right,
okay,
we
good.
All are. It's funny. So here's what happened, though, at the time, because there was so much resistance to things made in Japan, somebody in the government very cleverly renamed a town in Japan, Yuza. And so they would stamp the products made in Yuza, USA.
Oh, and, that's funny.
And people,
wow.
they
that's
fell
clever.
For it.
Very smart. Yeah.
It was very smart. Yep. So that was the end of that. And the Japanese controlled much of the technology and things that we used every day, probably 20, 25 years. Until the Chinese started to undercut them at every corner to basically put them out of there has never been any love between the Japanese and the Chinese going back way back to the formation of the dynasties and the various religions that were prominent in China back millennia ago, but the most recent time was when the Japanese invaded China before World War II to try to get all their oil and natural resources. And so the Chinese and the Japanese do not trust each other. There's no real relationship between them. It's really pretty interesting as close as they are. Anyway, with regard to the COVID-19 vaccine research, the tensions between Washington and Beijing, all kinds of verbal jabs. It's just pretty amazing how they have this much balsam. They have no shame. They have no scruples. They're so dishonest. I guess that's being nice. And so they're watching. They had to put up a firewall, Department of Health and Human Services. That's the area that oversees the CDC. And so apparently they've been struck, though, there daily by people trying to hack in to their database. Department of Justice. It's just where it's an all-out attack. Somebody said once that we would have a war.
I think China's pretty desperate right now because their economy has also been decimated by this outbreak.
As well as should be.
It should, and they made money, and we know that they stockpiled all the stuff, the PPE, to sell to everyone else in the world. But it's not enough for them to recover economically. And they also, I think, have Jen. You can clarify this, but don't they have a big bill that they coming up that they need to buy a huge amount of goods from the U.S. And I don't know if they're going to have the money
Crazy.
To do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Food.
I don't know.
Food. Yeah, that's why they bought into.
So they
want to
obviously they want to steal. They want to steal any intel they can from our researchers doing. And we've got, you know, as we know, we've got pretty much every major university is researching vaccines. We've got trials going on. We've got a lot happening on in a really good way. I know Rutgers University. They're the ones here in New Jersey that developed that saliva test that's been approved by the FDA. And I just read something in local news that they also feel that they've been that they've had some hacking happening too. So,
well, that's going on as well in Israel. Israel is the second most prolific place where these things are developed. The research being done in Israel is second only to what we're doing here. And then there are a lot of places in Europe that are working on it. And they'll be hacking into all of that. They just, they're at war with the world. They've gotten themselves to a point. Go ahead.
The Israelis have a leg up on us on cybersecurity. We should be taking lots of lessons and notes from them.
There's no flies on them. Well, absolutely none. All right, so here's a sad story Victoria has about Melissa Etheridge's son. Something happened yesterday that they... people are talking about. So what's the bottom line?
It's really sad. Her son Beckett, who was only 21 years old, he died of an opioid overdose. And she issued a statement on Twitter last night. She said, "Today I join the hundreds of thousands of families who have lost loved ones to opioid addiction. My son Beckett, who was just 21, struggled to overcome his addiction and finally succumbed to it today. He will be missed by those who loved him, his family, and his friends. My heart is broken." And she said, "We struggle with what else we could have done to save him. In the end, we know now that he is no longer in pain." And she said that there was supposed to be an at-home concert that she was supposed to do yesterday, and of course on the same day, so she canceled that. But she said she
David
will sing
Crosby
again soon.
Was the father,
it always healed. Yeah,
right?
He's the father of two of her kids.
Like he looked just like David. The picture I saw him. I swear it was you looking at David Crosby. It's his son, so you got to look like him. But spitting image of his father. Yep, kind of. It's another. One
21
of those
years old. So
shots
sad.
Across
so
the
sad.
Bow, people getting addicted to that stuff, and there's no mercy within doctors. They want to sell it and keep pushing it out, sell some more, make some more money.
You know, this should be used as an example. A lot of people think when you talk about heroin, when you talk about these things, that it's people that are on the streets with a needle stuck out of their arm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Melissa Etheridge's son. It's the guy that's in the corner office that had a surgery. I mean, these are people who become addicts on this horrible drug. It kind of defies the stereotype that I think we're used to. So in some ways, we should use the silver lining here to tell his story and say, even under the circumstances of being a rock star's son, Melissa Etheridge had all the resources ahead of her that this can still take your life. And I hope that she does that, you know, in her son's honor. I think that could help other people, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Attention to information. Yeah. By the way, I want to go back to China for a moment. One of the things we found out yesterday in our conversation, and I'm not sure you knew this, Jennifer, that's why I'm repeating it for you and others that may not have heard this conversation or may not have listened to our clip of the day, a reason for you to listen to the clip of the day that we have at djvshow.com with the reporter from the China news agency Epoch Times. She reported something that we don't look at each other, but we were aghast, both Victoria and I, when Dana Chang explained what's going on in China with some of the communities that are in lockdown. They have welded the doors shut on people's homes. They have boarded up with the people inside the house. They have in communities that are now rampant, rife with COVID, they are locking people in their homes, and they're giving them food through the windows. You cannot get out. In some of these communities, this hasn't been widely reported either. I know. I've never seen.
Hasn't been reported
else.
At all. I haven't seen anything like that until she.
They
said
are
that.
Locking down homes. The doors are welded shut. If they're metal doors, they are boarded up. If they are wooden doors, and the only way they get food is to have it put through the windows of the downstairs rooms. And
wow.
And they weld up the door. The windows are, you know, they put bars across the windows too.
Now, and they're doing that to stop the spread of the virus. So how is anyone in the rest of the world believing China when they say, "Oh, we have no new cases. We're reopening. Wuhan's fine."
Oh, my God.
What? It's crazy.
It's a scourge. It's a scourge. They're at war now.
I was questioning Dr. Fauci yesterday. I don't know if you guys heard it, but Dr. Fauci, or actually the day before, when did he testify? It all blends together. He was talking about how transparent China has been.
Oh, my God.
And that they've been providing us with great assistance. What? I thought just a while ago we were talking about how they weren't providing us with assistance. Why
he's a complete sellout. I'm very disappointed. He was okay at the beginning, but he's a sellout.
It's just annoying.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Who was he a sellout to, though? Like, I mean, in the beginning, yes, China.
The advantage
is of
being connected to somebody in his business, the World Health Organization.
Well, he's connected to the pharmaceutical industry, for sure. Yeah. And that's one of the things I don't believe. I've watched the plandemic thing. I don't think that it's, you know, I don't think this guy's got
horns. A lot of debunking has happened.
Yeah, I don't think there's horns and a forked tongue. But I do believe that he... as we've seen, I do believe his name was on the dotted line for the funding of that lab. I do believe that he is connected to the pharmaceutical industry. These people have lives that go beyond the job that they're doing, and so sometimes it can be, unfortunately, those lines start to blur, you know, what's good for everybody and what's good for your financial situation.
Well, even if China is being somewhat transparent now and somewhat helpful or however you want to call it, it's way too late. Yeah, and whatever minimal amount they're doing. Exactly.
It's only in their self-interest. Today, it's Stars and Stripes Forever Day. Do you have that song and you have that music, Phil? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. The Stars and Stripes Forever. Today, we focus on the anniversary of the first public performance of Stars and Stripes Forever. It was May 14th, 1897 in Philadelphia on the occasion of the unveiling of the statue of George Washington there. This music is this John Philip Sousa, or I don't know, he was the one who played it first.
He wrote it. He composed it.
He wrote it. Yeah, yeah. Right. Don't you love this? Crank it up, Phil. I'd rather this be the national anthem, frankly, than the national anthem we have. I don't know that there are words put to it that you could sing, but there's something about it to get you to sit up straight in your chair, right? Or stand at attention, or come to attention. It just is one of those deals and one of those songs. The Stars and Stripes Forever, first played publicly May 14th, 1897. In television news, Gary Busey is going to grab his robe and his gavel for a new role in Gary Busey, Pet Judge.
Makes it bad.
Of course. That series premiering later on this month on Amazon Prime. The show finds Gary Busey settling disputes between pet owners with a press release promising the cases will revolve around a veritable menagerie of animals, monkeys, goats, birds, dogs, turtles, robot raccoons. The statement continues, quote, "Is Gary Busey a real judge? Absolutely not. Does he know anything about pet law? Probably not. Can he look into your soul and suss out your spirit animal while delivering a verdict with a trademark Buseyism? You bet your sweet butt." So there you go. Gary Busey and the Animal Pet Show, Pet Judge. Talk about silly. All right, Jen, what's on tonight? I hope there's some silly stuff on tonight to...
Oh, there's some fun stuff. Let's see. Top Chef is new tonight on Bravo. They're traveling to summer camp for a grilling challenge. That's at 10 p.m. on Bravo. How to Get Away with Murder has their season finale tonight on ABC at 10 o'clock. Restaurant Impossible with my buddy Robert Irvine is new on Food Network at 9. And Baroque is new with Pauly Perret on CBS at 9:30.
10 before the hour.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart.
Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
We are into Tech Talk now. It's Tech Talk time at 53 past the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan here with me with the update on Amazon, which has added a new free section to, what is it, their main listing for television shows that they have? How is this working?
Well, for apps, yeah, for streaming. Yeah. So if you're on Amazon and you're trying to find TV shows and movies that you can stream on Amazon's Fire TV without having a subscription, it's actually going to get a lot easier. Amazon's adding a new free tab to the main Fire TV navigation bar. So in this new section, you'll be able to browse content that can be viewed at no charge, aside from dealing with some ads. You'll have to sit through that. But you can have apps like Pluto TV, Tubi, Crackle, IMDb TV, the CW, Amazon's
IMDb has a TV thing? Wow.
Has a TV app, yeah.
I learned that this week, remember? And you laughed at me?
Yes.
You literally laughed at me.
I did, because I wasn't sure if you were joking or not. But then it turns out you weren't joking, that you actually had just discovered IMDb.
Yeah.
Internet Movie Database. Right. So, yeah. And, like, your son is on it. So, I don't know how you didn't know that. Yeah, but, yeah. Okay. Anyway, so IMDb TV is one of the free apps that's now listed on Amazon on the Fire Stick, on the Fire TV as well. And so, the free tab will be refreshed regularly. It's going to cycle in new content and new themes. And most of the free tab consists of a collection of curated and thematic rows of movies and TV shows from their content providers. It also features a set of personalized recommended rows of free movies and TV shows across categories like new, trending, and popular. There's also a dedicated row for news content if you want to, I feel like we've got enough news, but hey, if you want more free news, you can use the news app on Fire TV. Now, Roku is Amazon's biggest rival in the streaming hardware world, and so they've taken similar steps by adding a featured free section to their main menu, and that highlights ad-sponsored shows and movies that you don't have to have a subscription to watch. And one of the biggest differences, though, between the two is that Roku lets you hide the free section if you don't ever plan on using it, and for right now, you are stuck watching, you're going to be stuck looking at this new tab on the Fire TV, whether it's with the Fire Stick or if you have an actual Amazon Fire TV. There's no real way to hide this, so it's going to be a little bit clunky to look at, but if you are looking for free content, it's definitely a much faster way to find it.
All right, there you go. How about some MacBook buying advice? Here it comes.
The Geek Out.
I was recently asked for buying advice between the MacBook Pro and Air for a college-bound kid, and while the current versions of both the Pro and Air no longer really differ much in weight and size, the deciding factor really is down to how it's going to be used versus price. Now, if it's mostly going to be used for audio and video editing and content creating, then the Pro seems to be the right choice, but I can make a case that starting with the lesser expensive Air and spending on the necessary upgrades of memory and the biggest SSD one can afford may be the better option. Because the Pro is already several hundred dollars more to begin with, as soon as you begin to update those necessary options, so goes the budget. Both are great, but we've tweeted a link to a MacBook buying guide at the Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, next up here in Tech Talk is a focus on Chris Hemsworth. What's this deal?
Yep, Chris Hemsworth has an app, a workout app, and it's come under a lot of scrutiny. Multiple people are reporting that his workout app, which is called Center, C-E-N-T-R, has charged them up to $99 or more for a subscription fee without any warning, and even after they've attempted to cancel the free trial. So the app has been flooded with complaints all across social media, people calling the company sneaky, saying it's a scam, demanding refunds. Multiple fitness apps have launched free trials during the pandemic, which we know everyone's at home looking for a way to work out. So Chris Hemsworth did the same thing with his Center Fitness app. It offers new users a free 6-week trial, and then you can cancel it at any time. However, even after people have canceled, they are still finding that their credit cards have been charged at least $99. So it's not looking good for him. They have people have said that they ended up not really wanting to use the app. It combines fitness and meditation and meal planning, and a lot of people found that the app just wasn't really that helpful, and they didn't feel like they would use it, so they wanted to cancel it. And now they're using their credit card companies to fight the charges. It's kind of a mess. So Chris Hemsworth hasn't said anything publicly about this, but I'm sure at some point he's going to have to make a statement, because this is his app and it's tied to his name and his likeness, and it's his personal workout apparently, and his diet plan that he shares. So yeah, it's not great. But there are three whole pages in the frequently asked questions sections to this app, which should tell you something right there.
It certainly does. All right, good report as usual, Victoria. Thank you. Victoria Keith and Doug Steffen here on the DJV Show at 50.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.